SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Newly minted Attorney General Pam Bondi is wasting no time getting down to business. Among her first actions, cutting Sanctuary City funding. She's also ordering an investigation of anti-Trump lawfare, and Bondi is coordinating with Homeland Security in a war on drug cartels. President Trump has signed an executive order banning biological males from competing against women and girls in sports. Texas GOP Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz says, good move, Mr. President.
I will always fight for little girls across the nation to make sure that they do not have to have their dreams of playing sports squashed by men playing in their sports.
Any school allowing men to compete against women or use their locker rooms will lose Title IX funding. Today is a deadline for eligible federal workers to accept the Trump administration's buyout offer. Also at SRNNews.com, across more than a dozen states from the Midwest to the Northeast, ice is a big concern this morning. Ice and snow making for hazardous conditions on roads and sidewalks. Also the potential for damage to trees and power lines. AccuWeather's Paul Pastorlock expects more of the same for northern states heading into the spring, even as the South starts to thaw out.
You see some cold periods in the Northeast, warms quickly in the Southwest and the Gulf Coast states. And again, a lot of back and forth happening in these Northwest and Northeast regions of the country as we go into the early part of the spring season.
Given how expensive eggs have become, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that thieves targeted a shipment of eggs in Pennsylvania, making off with 100,000 eggs worth around $40,000 taken from the back of a trailer in Antrim Township, South Central PA. On Wall Street, Dow futures 165 points higher. This is SRN News. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock, Arkansas, is hosting an unusual series of concerts. Organist Colin McKnight is marking the 275th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death by playing all of the German composer's organ works, but he's doing it one lunch break at a time. McKnight is spending this year playing nearly 18 hours of Bach's organ works in 30-minute increments. This is SRN News. Another health scare for GOP Senator Mitch McConnell.
Media reports say McConnell fell twice on Wednesday. First, as he was descending a small flight of stairs, leaving the Senate chamber. Witnesses said the 82-year-old former GOP leader appeared to be unhurt and was helped to his feet by fellow Senators Mark Wayne Mullen and Steve Daines. He fell a second time a short time later during a lunch meeting in the nearby Mansfield room. It's the latest health scare for McConnell. He fell in December of last year and previously had several strange freezing episodes in which he appeared to have lost his train of thought. Bob Agner reported.
Desperate to block at least some of President Trump's nominees, Senate Democrats have been filibustering the nomination of Russell Vogt for Office of Management and Budget Chief. Democrats using words like extreme and radical to describe Vogt, who has championed making cuts in government spending. More details at SRNNews.com.